It takes a while to orient yourself when you're listening to the newest album by the band Dawn of Midi. In fact, it's hard even to describe what it is, but here goes. It's a 47-minute long composition called Dysnomia. It looks like a jazz trio, drums, bass, and piano, but it sounds like something completely different, looping, minimal electronic music. And there's no improvisation here. It's performed the same way, note for note, every time.
My name is Akash Izrani. I'm the bassist in Dawn of Midi. We definitely sculpted the sounds of the piece as maybe an homage to electronic music, just because we wanted to show that these instruments are capable of more than just the way they've been heard traditionally, perhaps together in jazz or in the orchestra for the contrabass and the piano. The pianist's name is Amino Belyamani. The entire piano part is played one-handed on the keyboard because his left hand is on the strings of the piano, so he's muting the strings to create this sort of synthy kind of sound. It almost sounds like a guitar harmonic, and that allows him to move and change and sculpt the sound of the piano in incredible ways. This is sort of music of ellipses and orbits. All of the parts sort of circle around each other, and so we chose orbiting bodies as the track titles. Dysnomia itself is the furthest moon in our solar system. I remember getting off stage once and a pretty well-known musician approached me actually and said, like, what the hell's going on? Are you just counting to 379 or something, like, for each section of this piece? Even though we play it note for note the same way, that's not how we've internalized the music, by counting the repetitions. There are a lot of cycles and audible sort of references in the piece that we can use as signposts along the path. Probably in the last 6 to 8 months before we went into the studio, we had maybe 150 rehearsals. We practiced a lot. I think we could probably still play it better. From the listener's perspective, it can be very difficult to follow what's going on, but it can still be felt, which was very important to us, that you can feel the pulse or many pulses, whether or not you understand how it's happening. From our side of things, having worked this out and composed this, we are not lost when we play it, but that only has come through a lot of labor. We've done it in concert hall settings, and we've done it at a frat party at Princeton with, you know, a guy running through the room covered in maple syrup in his underwear. And it works in both contexts. This is dance music at its core as much as it is concert music, so it can go either way. And I think rhythm is the great equalizer in that respect.
Akash Izrani of the band Dawn of Midi. Their new album is called Dysnomia. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Ned Wharton and produced by Connor Donovan, Caitlin Dickerson, Sarah Handel, Acacia Squires, Chris Benderev, Gemma Waters, and Hans Anderson. Our interns are Emily Files and Kat Thornton. Barry Hardiman and Miranda Kennedy edit the program. Peter Breslow produced today's show. Weekend Edition is engineered by Zachary Coleman, with assistance from Elizabeth Ockley, Greg Gavin, and Ted Mebane. Our web editor is Melissa Goh. Our librarian is Kim Molesky. Sarah Lucy Oliver and Tom Bullock supervised the show this week. And the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Linda Wertheimer.